I am reading the fifth word, or I'm working with the fifth word, John 19:28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." Would you pray with me before I begin? Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be up here. I thank you for the opportunity for these three churches to gather together, fellowship, celebrate, and mourn your death on the cross. Speak through me today, Lord, this evening. Make my words your words. Ease my anxiety and stress. Give me peace and allow me to be led by the Spirit. In your name we pray. Amen. So as we read John 19:28, the natural belief or thought is that Christ is thirsty because he's on the cross. And that makes sense. I mean, we read earlier about all the suffering that he had to go through, the beating, the scorn, being hung on a cross, and experiencing this for almost 6 hours. And so that makes sense for us to think that. But what if it was the other way around? What if it wasn't that Christ was thirsty because he was on the cross? What if Christ was on the cross because he was thirsty? John references Psalm 69. He says in John 28, he says that this was said to fulfill the scripture. "I thirst" was said to fulfill the scripture. The scripture that John was referencing is Psalm 69. And I'm going to focus on Psalm 69:7-9. It says, For I endure scorn for your sake. Shame covers my face. I am a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my mother's son. For the zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who insult you fall on me." This psalm is the second most referenced psalm in all of the New Testament. It's a psalm of lament, and lament is an expression, a passionate expression of sorrow and grief. This is David writing, and it's his prayer for a rejected king, one who will suffer and be scorned. This scripture is ultimately a reference to the role that Jesus must fulfill, the rejected king, the one who must be scorned and the one who must suffer. But it's not in vain. See, "For the zeal of the house of the Lord consumes me." Jesus must go through this, the death on the cross, being beaten, hung on the cross, because his zeal for the house of the Lord. If you would turn to John 2:13, and actually you don't have to turn there, I'll read, but it says, "When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went over to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found men selling cattle, sheep, doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip of cords and drove all from the temple area, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned the tables. To those who sold doves, he said, 'Get these out of here. How dare you turn my father's house into a market?' His disciples remembered that it is written, 'Zeal for your house will consume me.'" The disciples, and specifically John, recognized that Jesus was consumed with the zeal of the house of the Lord, that Jesus was the rejected king that King David was referencing, to the point where he was to go to the cross and die. But let's take a step back and what is zeal for the house of the Lord? It sounds great, but what's the house of the Lord? And it's pretty simple. The house of the Lord is the temple. The chosen people King Solomon built this temple. And this temple, its purpose is so that the people of God could meet with God, so that God had a dwelling place on earth. That's the house of the Lord. But this zeal that we're talking about, and zeal is great energy or enthusiasm in pursuit of a cause or an objective. Jesus' zeal, Jesus' objective, was for everyone to have an opportunity to meet with God and for God to be able to dwell among his people. But there's one thing that's preventing that. Or there was one thing that was preventing that. God will not and cannot dwell among sin. And the only way to solve that problem was for a perfect and blameless sacrifice. And who else or who better than to sacrifice himself? Now let me connect some of the dots. So we have zeal for the house of the Lord, and we go back to thirst. And I mentioned that what if Christ was on the cross because he thirsts? Now, in John chapter 18, Katie referenced it, but it was in Mark that they were in a field of olives. Judas had left to go get the Roman soldiers. Jesus was among his disciples. The Roman soldiers approached, and there was a dialogue between the Roman soldiers and Jesus, asking, Jesus said, "Who are you here for?" He said, "Jesus of Nazareth." He said, "I am him." And after the dialogue, right as the dialogue between the two ends, Peter comes in and cuts off one of the, actually the servant to the high priest's ear. And Jesus says, "Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?" Jesus knew what was before him. He knew he was to suffer. He knew he was to be humiliated. He knew he was to be scorned and ultimately die on the cross. It was the cup that the Father gave him that was the thirst that Jesus was after. Jesus was on the cross because his thirst for the cup his Father had prepared for him. His zeal for the house of the Lord actually helped create the new house of Christ, of God. It created an opportunity for us to meet. It created the opportunity for us to meet tonight. His sacrifice on the cross, his thirst, made all of this possible. So I work with kids all the time, every day, and part of what I do is I mentor and coach and train, and this creates a lot of thirst. And I don't do it to thirst. I do it because I thirst, period. Because this is the cup that the Father has given me. If Christ had not quenched his thirst by being obedient and dying on the cross, I wouldn't have a thirst. I wouldn't put myself in position to be thirsty. Jesus' zeal, his ultimate purpose, was to provide that opportunity for us to meet with God and dwell with God. My purpose is much bigger than for these kids to be able to behave or to be good students. My purpose is to provide an opportunity for them to meet with God. But if it weren't for Christ's thirst, I wouldn't even be allowed to do that. Being part of this new house, and DeAndre referenced how Jesus told the disciples, "This is your mother," and told the mother, "These are your children, these are your sons." What Christ did right there was he created a new house. Being part of this new house will make you thirsty. Jesus enabled that thirst through his sacrifice on the cross. Your thirst gets quenched when you're thirsty if you are being obedient to God and you're drained through the giving of yourself. That's when your thirst is most quenched. Thank you.